18 million stories make up the treasure trove that is the Australian Museum. I'm Frank Howarth, Director of the Museum. Come with me while we bring to life one of those stories. If you were walking in the Blue Mountains anywhere along eastern Australia and you're an Aboriginal person or an early European arrival and you looked up into the rocks, you might have seen a cute little face pointed at you, tapered but with white whiskers. If you did see that, you're probably looking at a brush-tailed rock wallaby. They're a small to medium-sized wallaby, weigh to about 6 to 8 kilograms, and as their name suggests, they have quite a brushy tail. They're also incredibly good climbers. They're so strong, they can actually climb a tree and can get up pretty near vertical rock faces. These were quite common in the Great Dividing Range in eastern Australia, pretty much until Europeans arrived. They were hunted quite extensively, but the more insidious things happened after that. Land clearing started to become a problem for them. They feed on vegetation. As we cleared lands between the rocky areas, it's more and more difficult for them to find food sources and to get round. Most problematic of all, we introduced some fairly nasty predators, most obviously the European fox. Often we think of extinctions of animals as something that happens in the past or that's something that's caused a long way away, but in fact, extinctions are still happening quite close to home. Brush-tailed rock wallabies are now pretty near extinct west of the Great Dividing Range, except for tiny populations in the Warrumbungle Mountains and the Mount Capitar Ranges, south of the Kangaroo Valley, and populations continue to decline further into Victoria, with just one wild population left in East Gippsland. One of the big problems we have in Australian wild animals is the terrible facial tumours that occur on Tasmanian devils. One of the reasons they appear to be susceptible to that was the loss of genetic diversity as the population shrank to Tasmania. Now, we're very fortunate that brush-tailed rock wallabies seem to have quite a lot of diversity, and so we're safeguarding it. The reason we understand that diversity is through research programs like the one led by Australian Museum scientist Dr. Mark Eldridge, has identified three highly divergent populations. One southern population in Victoria, a central population around Kangaroo Valley north to the Hunter Valley and west to the Warrumbungle Ranges, and a northern population in northeast New South Wales, southeast Queensland. Now, the more we understand these populations, the better we can understand how to conserve and reintroduce species to the wild. The populations that exist now have a lot of variety in their genetics, almost as much that some of them could be considered different species. But there are things we can all do to help animals, not just these rock wallabies, but many of the wild animals in eastern Australia. Many of the predators are actually escaped domestic pets, so it's really important we keep our pets under control, and it's also important to observe those requirements in national parks about not taking pets into the area. They frighten animals, they'll disturb breeding areas. And if you really want to get involved, join your local conservation group. Understand the sort of wildlife that's in your area. And through the citizen conservation, then we can make our animal populations more sustainable.